Blog Talk Radio.
Accountability and compensation.
And the late night comics are feeling cheated. They were looking forward to seeing Fox's biggest names in the hot seat.
You were supposed to provide me 6 weeks of delicious content.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Kitchen Politics 123 Radio Show. We thank you for joining us. I'm David Franklin in New Mexico.
Hi, good evening, everyone. This is Lori Pica from Michigan. I hope everyone is well. We're ready to go, and we are, of course, the Democracy Defenders.
Yes, and we're glad everybody could join us. We're here tonight to talk about Joe Biden, and he has done more in 2 years than Donald Trump has done in 4 years. Donald Trump is an abysmal failure. He's the worst ever sent to the presidency. We will highlight the successes and accomplishments of the Biden administration and how Republicans are hindering America's progress. Thank you for joining us. Call in. The number is 515-605-9802. Please say your first name and where you're calling from. And please switch off all your TVs and anything that will cause background noise. That is distracting for us as the host and other listeners. And be sure to visit our website, kitchenpolitics123.com. We're also on Facebook. So we're not anti-social, just anti-stupid. Let's get cooking. So, Lori, $787.5 million.
Yes.
Fox News have 6 more lawsuits lined up. You know, and I'm loving this. We didn't get the apology that we deserve, the American public, but at least, you know, Fox News had to settle. So that's an admission of guilt right there when you have to settle.
I would have liked, to be honest, I would have liked to have seen Tucker Carlson and Laura Ingraham and the whole crew, you know, on the stand sweating it out. But, You know, Dominion is only worth $30 million, and, you know, a $787 million settlement is quite a lump of change. So I guess in their eyes, you know, yes, Fox News did get a black eye, and I think people are not stupid. We know, you know, why they settled, because they lied. They've been lying to us forever. I don't watch them, but those who are, you know, stuck on Fox News have had the wool pulled over their eyes for years. So would I like to have seen a court thing? Oh, absolutely. But this is okay. And hopefully, you know, when the other the other ones, you know, start their lawsuits, that, you know, they're, hopefully they'll go under. We'll see.
So Dominion alleged that Fox News hosts and guests amplified false claims that it was voting technology that helped rig the election for Joe Biden in 2020, and the company sought $1.6 billion in damages. So Fox argued that it was covering newsworthy claims by associates of then-President Trump, and that its broadcast should be protected by First Amendment. We can't have First Amendment free speech, but it's a bold-faced lie, because their viewers, you know, are so suck and stupid that they don't go to other sources for information. They think Fox News is the end-all and be-all, you know, and, and you know, even though there are conspiracy theories and there are lies about the election of 2020, you know, been debunked several times over, it's like, you know, it's basically... just picture this for a minute, you know, like eating out of a toilet. The reason why I don't eat out of a toilet is the same reason I don't watch Fox News to get information, because it's utter, complete bullshit. You know, and people are aware of that, and some people are stuck in their stupidity and keep watching Fox News and everything, because Fox News is entertainment as far as I'm concerned. Canada, for example, do allow Fox News on their airways because... you know, they're just lies, and continue to lie. And the only reason why they're on is because we don't have the doctrine. What's his name again?
The fairness.
The fairness doctrine. Yes, thank you. That Ronald Reagan took out in 1981. The first thing he did when he came to office and everything. You know, South American people deserve better. And slowly but surely, people waking up to the falsehoods of Fox News and to other right-wing news stations, AON and whoever else, you know. And, you know, they're in for a bloodbath politically in 2024. There's no way in hell Republicans can win, even with gerrymandering, because independents and even some decent Republican voters are turning their backs against the Republican Party.
Yeah, what's going on in the country, and, you know, the fascism that they're trying to spread all over the country. People are noticing it. They're angry about it. And I think that it's going to really turn off the, you know, voting for the Republican Party. And they're no longer the Republican Party. They are the fascists that they are. They have no, you know, they have no plans. And we can we'll talk about that in a little bit. The next thing, Mike Lindell, remember him? Hello, man. Well, he was ordered to pay $5 million to a man who debunked data to use to push the big lie. MyPillow CEO proved Mike. He had that challenge. I don't know if you remember that. It was
prove Mike wrong.
And he promised $5 million to anyone who could disprove the data he claimed that showed Trump won. Well, somebody did, and he has to pay up the $5 million. I have to see that. I don't know what he has to say about that, but he's been ordered to pay it up, so... he's out $5 million. You know, and the funny part of the whole thing, you know, the funny part of the whole thing is, David, is that he, you know, you were just talking about how, you know, people get mesmerized or brainwashed by Fox News. Well, that's what happened to him, obviously. I mean, he mm-hmm. believed, you know, the big lie, hook, line, and sinker, and he thought he had all this evidence, and it was nothing. It was garbage. Mm-hmm. You know, so, hey, you lose $5 million, you goofball. And if you think you're
exactly.
going to get it from you're not going to. So.
And the person, Robert Zinman, he's an expert who mm-hmm. took up the challenge. And, you know, and through his attorney, Brian Glaser, who told CNN, the lawsuit and verdict mark another important moment in the ongoing proof that the 2020 election was legal and valid and the role of cybersecurity is ensuring that integrity. So Lyndon claiming mm-hmm. that the 2020 election data has been definitely disproved. It's been disproved mm-hmm. millions of times. And Lyndell used a brief phone interview with CNN to slam media and profess the need to get rid of electronic voting machines. He said that to the mm-hmm. arbitration decision would end up in court. Well, good luck to that, because Carl Tobias, a law professor at the University of Richmond in Virginia, mm-hmm. told the Guardian newspaper, the contest rules provided in the arbitration stated that disputes were to be resolved exclusively by final and binding arbitration. So it's not mm-hmm. going to go to court because one of the rules is that it's going to be settled in arbitration. And the arbitration is subject to very limited reviews by the court. So Lindell is screwed. He has to pay $5
million. Yep. Yeah, he sunk his own boat. Let's just mm-hmm. put it that way. You know, he sunk his own boat.
Yeah.
So. Oh, well, so sad.
And, you know, and then so many people are turned off on MyPillow, even buying MyPillow. And basically mm-hmm. Fox News is pushing the MyPillow guy because, you know, even though behind closed doors they text each other and, you know, email each other in Fox News and everything, and mm-hmm. it's just like a whole charade where they don't believe none of this crap, but yet still because of mm-hmm. the ratings that the people who watch them gives them, and advertising mm-hmm. advertisers pumping money in it, knowing that it's total mm-hmm. garbage. You know, all Fox News cares about is making money, you know, and shame on the people for listening to them, because we can't say over and over on this show that anything Fox News put on air, 9 out of 10 times is a lie, it's garbage, mm-hmm. it's nonsense. Mm-hmm. You know, please wake up, you know, and you don't necessarily have to go to MSNBC or CNN. But there are other newspapers and other media outlets. You know, C-SPAN is the most, to me, the most neutral one. Democracy mm-hmm. for America, that's another good mm-hmm. one. You know, go to other sources. Don't stuck on Fox News. But Fox News just wants to make money. That's what they're about, money. That's it.
Yeah, you know, they're basically just actors, you know, with a script and lying every day to these people that, and, you know, it's basically, I think it's a lot of it is the older people, and we'll talk about that in a mm-hmm. minute with little segment that we have coming up. But it is definitely a problem. And, you know, the brainwashing part is true because they trust these people that are spewing lies every day because they see their faces every day, and they sound mm-hmm. absolutely truthful.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
So it's a shame. It is a real shame.
Yeah. And Fox News is playing into the fear and paranoia of the people, like the older Americans and the people who are like fringe right, like the white nationalists, the evangelicals, you know, the Tea Party people. You know, it's like the feed into the racism, Fox News.
Mm-hmm.
It's like appeasing the viewer and everything. And speaking of fear and paranoia, the grandson of Andrew Lester, you know, the guy who shoot the little 16-year-old twice, one in the head and one in the shoulder, he says that his grandfather bought into conspiracies and disinformation. And, you know, in Kansas City, that's where it happened. And, you know, the grandson said he was appalled and disgusted at his grandfather's action, as thankful that Ralph Jarl, the 16-year-old, is recovering. According to the grandson, I was horrified. I thought it was terrible. His name was Clint Ludwig. upon hearing about the 16-year-old getting shot by his grandfather. Mm-hmm. It was inexcusable, and it was wrong. I hear enough feedback from myself. If somebody have the radio on or the TV on, please turn it off. I stand with Ralph and really want this family to achieve justice for what happened to them. Their child or grandchild or nephew's life was fundamentally changed forever over a mistake and someone being scared and fearful. So, and again, you know, this is the man who shot this little 16-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
He's 84 years old. Shot this 16-year-old guy twice, one in the head, one in the shoulder. And he went to the wrong house, the 16-year-old, looking for his younger brothers. It happened last Thursday night. Well, and Lester is a white man who police say shot Yarl after the teen rang his doorbell. For first degree assault and armed criminal action. He surrendered to authorities Tuesday and released on $200,000 bond and pleaded Wednesday not guilty during the first court appearance. Now, why does it take 24 hours to arrest this man for first degree assault? If it were a black man and the roles were reversed, then arrest that black man or brown man immediately, you know?
For sure.
So, you know, the shooting sparked a national conversation on race and guns. You know, we know what's happening in Florida and Texas and these red states where they have no red flag laws and no background checks because they're saying as an infringement on people's Second Amendment. So you'd rather uphold your Second Amendment than protect children who are being shot and murdered in schools and regular people at churches and wherever. You know, what's your take on that, Lori?
Well, you know, first of all, let's go back just a little bit because I watched the interview with the grandson. And the grandson said that he had the 24-hour news cycle of Fox News on constantly. And he said that his grandfather actually fell in what he called a rabbit hole because he believed everything that they were talking about. They talk about violence, you know, race, you know, everything that's negative. They make them fearful for their lives. And he was an 84-year-old man. He lived by himself. You know, he had him knocked on the door, and he said he was afraid. Now, this boy, this young man, was only, he said he was 6 foot tall, and he was a big guy, big man. Well, no, he was not. He weighs 140 pounds, and he was 5 foot, I believe they said 5 foot eight. So he was not a big young, he was not big. You know, he was average size, maybe a little smaller at 140 pounds. So that within itself. The other thing that kind of bothers me and I start thinking is if the family knew that this could happen, and they knew that he had a gun. In my thoughts, I thought, why didn't they take the gun from him? You know, I mean, he's 84 freaking years old. He doesn't need a gun. I mean, they could have taken it from him or taken his bullet. You know, I mean, how is an 84-year-old going to defend himself anyways? And I saw this man. He's hunched over. He looks, you know, he's very elderly. He looks frail. And so they should have taken the gun, in my opinion, from him. That would have been the responsible thing to do. So, you know, I guess the whole thing snowballs, and we have to kind of pay attention to our maybe family members or friends that, you know, you know that maybe they're on the edge and they shouldn't maybe have a weapon, you know, or they're not doing well and they're, you know, the point I'm trying to make. So...
Yeah,
it's
you know the grandson.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the grandson believed that because of this 24/7 news cycle of Fox News spewing garbage and feeding into this paranoia is that you know it fed into his grandfather's bigotry and it, you know it really disparages his thinking and everything. Not making excuses for this 84-year-old man, you know, and anybody because the grandfather, for example, had this thing, this belief that anybody who gets an abortion is a murderer. and mm-hmm. fatherless black families are the reason why crime exists in America. You yeah. know, things that that mm-hmm. 84-year-old mm-hmm. Had his views on and had strong opinions yeah. on it, you know?
Yes. Yeah.
And yeah. the grandson's Thanksgiving every year was like a political turmoil between him and his grandfather mm-hmm. who, you know, worked close at one
yeah.
time, but because of, you know, the different political beliefs, they went their separate okay. ways and everything.
Yeah,
you know, so the extremism. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say it also with COVID. He did not believe in COVID. He didn't believe in the vaccine. So you see how all this
mm-hmm.
builds up, right? I mean, that's what happens.
Mm-hmm.
It all builds up, and
mm-hmm.
they just believe what they see, and they
mm-hmm.
believe what they see is true. They see the same, like
mm-hmm.
I said, the faces every single day, and
mm-hmm.
they don't have people around them to have
mm-hmm.
a conversation with. This is their This is their life. And I'm
mm-hmm.
not making excuses
mm-hmm.
for him either, but I kind of feel that maybe the family could have maybe come to his rescue a little bit, knowing that he had
mm-hmm.
gone and the personality that he had. But who am
mm-hmm.
I to say?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I don't think this 84-year-old man, you know, necessarily it was a hate crime done by this 84-year-old. It's just like when you jump down that rabbit hole of Fox News and
mm-hmm.
AON and which other right-wing
yep.
freak shows out there on radio, you know, you just get
yep.
sucked in, you know,
yeah.
and his preconceived notions of black people and immigrants and
mm-hmm.
what have you, you know, it just like validate what he thinks
mm-hmm.
and just feed into
yeah.
that paranoia.
Yes,
you know, so we're glad that the 16-year-old is recovering fully.
Yes, yes, he is. And, you know, David, the other thing is that paranoia and, you know, all the feelings that he had about, you know, race and everything like that, you know, whatever
mm-hmm.
he watched on television, it just made it more true. You know, it made it more important to him. It
mm-hmm.
made him
mm-hmm.
probably feel like, yeah, this is what I'm thinking is right. Look, it's on TV. So, you
mm-hmm.
know, this is maybe a warning for people out there that know that there's,
mm-hmm.
you know, they have family members that are on the edge like this man, and look what happened. And thank
mm-hmm.
God this young man is going to recover. It's actually miraculous that he's going to recover, but he
mm-hmm.
needs therapy. You know, he needs mental health therapy and counseling because he is probably just terrorized. I mean, I can't imagine
mm-hmm.
what he's feeling, you know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yes. And, you know, this young woman in upstate New York, she was driving with her friends, and they're going to celebrate graduating and what have you. And she turned into the wrong driveway. Lo and behold,
yep.
you know, they said, oh, geez, we're at the wrong place. Let's turn back. And they were driving
yep.
away, and this moron
mm-hmm.
come out and start
yep.
shooting blindly in the dark, you
yep,
know,
he
hitting
did.
Her and killing her, you know, and they're in
yep.
the middle of nowhere. They had to drive like 10, 15 miles before they got phone reception again,
mm-hmm.
call 911 for help. But by then, the poor young woman was dead.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
and then
was.
The whole him and having him in custody, you know, and,
mm-hmm.
and things like that need to cut out and stop because, you know, these young people don't deserve, you know, such brutality,
no.
you know,
no.
from people who should know better, these grown-ass people, you know.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, this sort of thing happens all the time, you know, a mistaken identity or, you know, like
mm-hmm.
the birth at six, the Sweet 16 birthday party, you know, 4 people killed, 28 people shot. They're bringing their guns to birthday parties now. Really? I mean,
mm-hmm.
it's just beyond my comprehension of what is happening in this country. You know, what is happening? It's disgusting. You know, they did pass red flag laws in Michigan. Governor Whitmer just signed, I believe it was today, or maybe it was yesterday,
mm-hmm.
but already there was a Livingston County Sheriff in Michigan that said
mm-hmm.
he will not enforce
mm-hmm.
red flag laws. Then he needs to be
mm-hmm.
fired.
Yeah.
He needs to be fired. Mm-hmm. And what are you there for? What are you there for?
Exactly. Exactly.
You know, he's a county commissioner, and he said they will not, you know, the police department, he's telling them they don't have to enforce a red flag law that was signed by our governor? Really?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you know what's stupid as well is that the governor of Missouri, he is claiming that Joe Biden is politicizing the shooting, which Joe Biden isn't. You know,
no.
With all these stand your ground laws, there are different variations of it in these red states and everything.
Yeah.
You know, and that they're putting guns over people. You know, and when you hear the idiots saying at these Trump rallies, oh, you know, gun is not the problem; it's a person who use the gun to shoot the person is a problem.
Yeah.
I mean. Come on.
Well,
you know,
if that gun
is
ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
It is ridiculous, David, because if that gun that was in his hand, you know, in that person's hand didn't have bullets in it, that other person wouldn't be dead, would they? You know, so.
No, exactly.
The whole thing is beyond, there's no comprehension for any of it. Just madness and mayhem.
Mm-hmm.
And who's next?
Elaine calling from Michigan. Hello.
Okay. Hi, Elaine.
You said, never mind. I'll call you tomorrow and wish you a happy birthday.
Oh.
Oh, Elaine, are you there?
Hello.
Hi, Elaine.
Hey,
hello.
Elaine, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
You know, a lot of thoughts were going through my mind as both of you were talking. You were talking about the 85-year-old who was watching Fox.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, he grew up with the fact, and as he got older, he probably didn't know that the Fairness Doctrine had been eliminated. So he grew up and grew old with the fact in his head that news was factual. And Fox News sucked him in.
Yes,
and
did.
Fox News has sucked in a lot of people. People think that if you report the news, it has to be factual. It seems like Fox News does not understand that. So maybe a few more lawsuits and people will start understanding it. And later on in the program, I want to have a remembrance of April 19th, 1995, when our federal building was bombed by Timothy McVeigh and Terry Nichols, our homegrown Michigan
terrorists.
Domestic terrorists.
Yes.
Both gentlemen were Republicans, and they were so-called Christians.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
and I want the people to remember what Terry McVeigh and his buddy, Terry Nichols, who ended up serving life because he sang like a bird to make sure to spare his own life.
Mm-hmm.
What happened?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm going to be doing a little bit more research on this. I just did, for some reason, I just started it today. But all of this nonsense started in the 70s.
Oh.
All of this nonsense started in the 70s.
Yeah,
and the people that want to overthrow this government know that they have to do their propagandering. I think I'm using the wrong term. They have to do their lies. To people who are religious. That was part of the research that I did just before the program. But we must remember that Timothy McVeigh and his buddy Terry Nichols, and they also belonged to the Michigan militia. They were not black. They were not brown. They were not tan. They were not yellow. They were not red. They were not Muslim. They were not Hindu. They were white American so-called Christians.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a
yeah.
shame.
We can't forget this day either.
Listen,
April 19th,
1995.
Okay.
Yeah,
the evangelical
movement, you know, they claim that they're Christians, but what would Jesus do? That's the question. What they stand for is taking school lunches away from kids. What they stand for is the Second Amendment and just adding to the teeth because they feel that there are time as head of America being like, you know, white and Christian and Anglo-Saxon Protestant, you know, they have all the rights, meaning they're privileged, mm-hmm. you know? And so how dare these immigrants come in and quote unquote take our jobs, you know? Would these same people go into a hotel room and strip the bed and wash the sheets and clean the toilets, work in the farms, you know? So when I want an evangelical
yeah.
to call into this program and say, what good American jobs are they taking? You know,
mm-hmm.
because you're dumbass, just stuck on reading the Bible, which to me,
mm-hmm.
you know, I mean, to each his and her own, is just a made up fantasy, this Bible thing, you know, and according to science, you know, science is willing to change, you know, based on
mm-hmm.
facts and evidence, you know,
mm-hmm.
doing research.
Well, I know
the
Republicans listen to this program. I want them to remember that Timothy McVeigh and Terry Nichols killed 168 Americans who were at work.
Mm-hmm.
Killed 168 Americans. Injured 650 more people. Injured and killed a few children that were in the daycare center.
Mm-hmm.
And that blast also destroyed 300 buildings in that area. It made them unsafe to be habitated or used.
Mm-hmm.
This domestic terrorism that's going on since 1995 has got to stop. And you Republicans are responsible for it.
Oh,
and if
mm-hmm.
you don't wake up, we're going to wake you up.
Yeah, they
mm-hmm.
have blood on
mm-hmm.
their hands. They definitely have blood on their
yes.
on their hands. There's no
yes.
other way to say it.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
there's no other way.
Yeah, and their time is running out, these evangelicals and so-called
mm-hmm.
Christians and white people who, you know, get into the fear-mongering that people taking their jobs
mm-hmm.
and what have you. You know, because by 2045, according to the Labor Board statistics, America will become a minority-majority country, meaning
mm-hmm.
black will mix with white, you know, Jews will mix with Hispanics, Asian will mix with whites, you know. So there's not going to be, like, a majority of white people. It's already happening. So they're doing all sorts of things to hold on to the power,
yeah.
you know, and the privilege,
mm-hmm.
and the blaming fear and paranoia. No,
mm-hmm.
it's just hate. And xenophobia, basically,
yeah,
and the sexism, you know, where they say, oh, take America back. Take America back to what, the 1930s, the 1940s, when women didn't have a voice, you know, back when black people, you know, were lynched, you know.
And
what,
sent to the back of the bus.
Back to what? That's garbage. Back of the bus? Come on, no.
Yeah.
Italians were cheated like scum when the first year there.
Yeah, and, you know, women couldn't vote. You know, and then, of course, then, you know, minority black men and women had to drink out of a different water fountain. I mean, the whole
mm-hmm.
thing is so cruel. I don't even know what word
mm-hmm.
I could use to express how sickening it is that these people
mm-hmm.
are going back in time because
mm-hmm.
they have an agenda, a fascist agenda, and they want to take over our country. They want to
mm-hmm.
you know, diminish our democracy, and we're not going to let that happen. We're just not going to.
No.
It's not going to happen. You know, there are too many people that enjoy their democracy, enjoy their freedom.
Mm-hmm.
You want to go to Florida and you want to enjoy freedom, go to Florida. If you don't want freedom, go to Florida. Freedom
mm-hmm.
dies in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Freedom dies
mm-hmm.
in Kansas. You know, freedom dies in Missouri, you know, Tennessee, Texas,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
dies there, all South red Carolina. Schools. Yeah. I mean, we
this
could go on and on.
This is called spin. They're fascists.
Yes,
they're fascists,
they are.
You know?
Yes, absolutely fascist. And if people don't understand what fascism is, start reading, because fascism is basically communism. And when they take over the government, you have no rights. You have no rights left. And that's it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you think you're free that way, then freaking go live in China, go live in Russia, go live in Venezuela, and get a taste of
Iran.
It. And then tell us how you like it. And Iran, oh, yeah,
yes.
We can name them, you know.
Hey, so do you think the GOP is beyond salvation, Lori?
Yes. Yes. I do.
Mm-hmm.
I do.
Mm-hmm.
Every single day it gets worse and worse. And I do believe it's beyond salvation. I do. Because right now there are people in there that have dug in so deep into their agenda that there's no turning back for them. And that's the bottom line. And, you know, whatever PACs are paying for these agendas, that remains to be seen. It's all dark money paying for it. So, yeah, they're getting orders from headquarters somewhere. I believe that.
Yeah.
Absolutely believe it. You know?
Yeah, from these super PACs, you know, that give Clarence Thomas and the conservative judges money and free trips around the world and gifts and what have you, free stuff, basically, that costs millions of dollars, you know, so.
millions upon millions, David. And not only that, we need to have a show about that, because that is something that we can't talk about in 5 minutes. And it's something that people need to hear and understand, because the Supreme Court judges that are going to be named, and we know Clarence Thomas is one of them, and, you know, out of order, and he's been doing this for over, 20 years more and plus, they're going to come down on him. They're doing an investigation. So we're going to have a show about that, because they have gotten away with things that, you know, they have probably put other people in prison for. Let's put it that way.
Because according to the law, basically, any government worker, especially a Supreme Court justice, who gets over $1,000 in gifts has to report it to the IRS. You know, and so there's talk on Capitol Hill about ethics reform that's coming. Sheldon Whitehouse is a judiciary chairman for the U.S. Senate.
Yep.
And he gave a blistering speech today, a 24-minute speech, you know. And, you know, would love to have Sheldon Whitehouse on the show. He's up for re-election in 2024.
I would, too.
32 Democrats for re-election. And he called out Clarence Thomas and these four other justices, you know, for their corruption. You know, isn't there a rule book when you serve on the Supreme Court? You know?
And it's a very simple rule book. It's not complicated. You fill out this little form and say, hey, I was given this gift of the Caribbean, and it cost $250,000. Yeah, that's what they're supposed to do. They're supposed to report it. But these, you know, these donors, these billionaire donors, are calling the shots. They are calling the shots. They are telling them what to rule on. Pardon?
Yeah, the creepy billionaires who, you know, all of those, like, want to you know, get a profit what they're doing and buy, you know, court, you know, judges and what have you. They think they can buy the way through life. And nothing, you know, works that way. You know, but like you said, we're going to have a show strictly on that and everything. But Alan Weisselberg was released from jail. He was the chief financial officer for Donald Trump. He was supposed to serve 5 months in jail. And, you know, I guess his vacation came to an end. So sorry that he couldn't stay longer, because he still refused to rat out Donald Trump. He gets $2 million tax-free and only had to spend 100 days in jail. You know, where the hell do I stand up for a deal like that? You know?
Yeah.
No, that's the epitome of privilege right there. If anybody else did that, They've been in prison for a very long time, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know, maybe the other side of the coin, I will look at the bright side. I'll bring it up. It's probably not going to happen. You know, maybe they let mm-hmm. him out a little bit early so they could say, you know, would you want to, you know, spill it a little bit and, you know, we'll leave you alone if, you know, you won't have to maybe go back to prison, you know, because we can start mm-hmm. this all over again. You know what I'm trying to say.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that
yes.
was their, maybe that was some reasoning. I don't know. But
yeah.
I was disheartened. I was kind of upset when I saw that after four
mm-hmm.
months, you know, he was released from Riker.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
four lousy months.
You should spend years. Yeah, I have a 30-second clip to play from CBS New York about his release. Here it is.
Mm-hmm. Alan Weisselberg, the former chief financial officer at the Trump Organization, was released from jail this morning. He served 108 days of a five-month sentence in Rikers Island after he pleaded guilty to fraud and tax evasion. He admitted to receiving nearly $2 million in off-the-books compensation, including cars, an apartment, and other perks. Weisselberg was a prosecution's star witness in the tax fraud trial last year against two Trump Organization companies. They were both found guilty.
Yes, so, you know, will Alan Weisselberg, you know,
yep.
cooperate fully with Bragg's investigation because Trump needs to be held accountable, you know?
Mm-hmm.
America needs
yep.
answers, and America need closure from this monster called Donald Trump.
Yep, we sure do, because there's other
mm-hmm.
fish to fry, you know? There's other fish
yeah.
to fry
need
besides
fish to fry.
Him. Yeah, besides
mm-hmm.
him.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely
yes,
is.
Yes.
So we'll see what happens to him, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we'll see. We'll be watching.
Yeah, I mean, it was
a 15-year
tax fraud scheme that Donald
yeah.
Trump, the family business, did. So to get
yeah.
just 5 months, you know, I mean, good Lord.
Yeah.
You know.
I know. That's why I said maybe they're going to, you know, maybe he'll turn. I don't know. You know, they might
yeah.
say, hey, you know, I don't know. 5 months for $2
mm-hmm.
million plus whatever else he did.
Mm-hmm. And he was released after 100 days in jail for
mm-hmm.
He got time off of good behavior.
mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about privilege.
Yeah. Yep. You're right. You're absolutely right. There's
wow.
no other way to say
mm-hmm.
it. There's no other way to put it. Absolutely privileged.
Yeah.
You and I would,
yes.
and I would still be in prison. We'd still be in prison.
Definitely.
We'd be in a
Definitely.
Dark cell somewhere.
Exactly. Probably in Guantanamo Bay, getting our, you know, getting the shit kicked out of us. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's sad. It's pathetic. You know, it's
mm-hmm.
like two sets of law for the 1% and everybody else. You know, the 1%
mm-hmm.
get rid of a lot of things. Why? Because
mm-hmm.
they have money and influence in the game. A regular
mm-hmm.
Joe Schmo do what he did, and they'll probably get prison for like 30 years or more. You know, but
yeah.
he comes out after 100 days with good behavior. He's 75 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck you, justice system. You're a joke.
Yeah.
Why,
yeah.
I tell you.
I agree.
So a leading anti-abortionist group calls Donald Trump's position on abortion unacceptable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Thursday, they called it morally indefensible that former President Donald Trump said the issue should be decided at the state level and warned it would
mm-hmm.
not support a GOP presidential candidate who did not back at least a 15-week abortion ban. You know,
mm-hmm.
DeSantis in Florida signed into law a six-week ban. And as Susan
yep.
said in the last show, that six-week ban, you not even know that you're pregnant to begin with in 6 weeks.
Sometimes.
So the SBA, mm-hmm,
yes.
the SBA, Pro-Life America, an influential conservative organization, pushed back after the Trump campaign told the Washington Post recently that the former president believes that the Supreme Court, led by the three justices which he supported, got it right when they ruled it's an issue that should be decided by, you know, at a state level, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, some Republicans want a national abortion law, and some,
yeah.
like Trump, want that state level. But
mm-hmm.
women fought for the right to over their own bodies in Roe versus Wade in 1973. You know, mm-hmm. so we're fighting this battle again. Why?
Yeah.
You know, it's ridiculous. Yeah.
And how many times do we have to say it? You know, I cannot tell my neighbor what to do with her body. I have no right mm-hmm. to tell anyone what to do with their body. Even if they have cancer and they don't want treatment, I can't tell them you should have treatment. If they ask me, I would say, yeah, you should have treatment. But I wouldn't force them to have treatment. It's not up to me. It's not up to us. We take care of ourselves and the people that we have around us that we love and we care for, and that's who we take care of. We don't take care of the rest of the world. If someone else wants to have an abortion for whatever reason, that is their freaking business. Leave them mm-hmm. alone.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
My body. Boy, that's it.
Exactly.
My body.
Can I jump in on something?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. If the men won't leave us alone, and it's a minority of women with them, and it's the wacko women,
mm-hmm.
I want mm-hmm. Viagra to be put in the same category as the bring on the period pill.
Mm-hmm.
If their swimmers have retired, then their swimmers don't need to move.
Yep.
So I want mm-hmm. Viagra taken off the market.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, if they're going to mess with my vagina, when a boy becomes age of puberty, I want him to get a vasectomy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
And that is how I answered a particular couple gentlemen this afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And that is how I'm going to keep answering them. As far as I'm concerned, mm-hmm. you men out there who are Republican, we're going to stand up and we're going to tell you like it is. If your swimmers don't want to swim anymore, you don't need Viagra.
Mm-hmm.
And if
right.
you
mm-hmm.
don't want
mm-hmm.
a woman to have an abortion, then get your little tubes tied yourself.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
yours is reversible. Mm-hmm. Women's tubes tied aren't reversible.
Mm-hmm. No.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But, you know, ladies, do you know that Viagra is given out freely by the pharmaceutical company, Pfizer, to members of Congress,
yeah.
men members of Congress, senators and congressmen, free.
To men in the Congress mm-hmm. is given freely?
Yeah.
Well, maybe
yes.
we ought
yes.
to start calling them up and telling them that their swimmers don't need to move anymore.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
mm-hmm.
yeah. And
God told them their swimmers have had their time, so they
mm-hmm.
don't need the blue pill.
Yep.
They want to
yeah,
put God
Mitch
in the
McConnell
subject.
On Viagra.
Well, I'll put God in the subject.
That's
Mitch
funny.
McConnell
yeah.
and the rest
imagine,
of them all if your swimmers don't move, you don't need Viagra.
Yeah, imagine Mitch McConnell having sex on Viagra.
Oh.
I want to throw up just
oh,
that
please.
Visual.
Yeah, me too.
Rand
That's
Paul,
not even...
whoever else. You know, Ted Cruz,
yeah.
my God.
Yeah,
Ted Cruz loved porn already, so I can just picture him using Viagra and jerking off because his wife don't give him anything because
yeah.
he's such an asshole.
Oh.
Didn't stand up for the woman
yeah.
nurse, family nurse, father, when Donald Trump shit all over him in the 2016
yep.
presidential campaign where,
mm-hmm.
you know, Trump said that his father was involved with JFK shooting and assassination and said his wife was
yeah.
ugly and what have you. I mean, how,
yeah.
how, you know, spineless can one person be? You know?
Oh. He
oh
doesn't
my
care.
Goodness.
He just doesn't
no,
care.
No.
He doesn't
mm-hmm.
care. You know?
Yeah.
It's a sad story. You know?
Mm-hmm.
These men are just, I don't know why they got on these high horses. And they think that they can tell other people what to do, other women, they can tell women what to do with their bodies. They can tell women
mm-hmm.
that they can't
mm-hmm.
have abortion. They can tell women that, no,
mm-hmm.
you can't have the pill, even if you want. I mean,
mm-hmm.
it is so outlandish, and it's so in outer space to think about. It's an outer space thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know how to explain it because it's,
mm-hmm.
it's something that I can't comprehend. And
mm-hmm.
for what reason? For what reason?
Mm-hmm.
For
mm-hmm.
for what?
Yeah. Well, you know, it's going to go on, and you know, if Republicans keep pushing this this agenda, this culture wars, then like 2022, they're going to lose big time. Not even gerrymandering can save them. And Joe Manchin, he's another loose cannon. He said today that Joe Biden, he has a deficiency in leadership, and applaud Kevin McCarthy's debt plan. Kevin McCarthy put in that stipulation that if you're on Medicaid, it was Rapey McForehead's idea. That's what's his name, Congressman Matt Gaetz. Cut people off Medicaid or Medicare, one of them. So they could go back to work and everything.
It was Medicaid.
Yeah, Medicaid. You know, so you know, Joe Manchin is facing re-election in a Republican-leaning state, and Thursday, he slammed Joe Biden, as I said, for a deficiency in leadership. You know, and Manchin, you know, has had a feud with the Biden administration for a long time now. The implementation of Inflation Reduction Act, for example, which Congress passed last year, took the president to task for not sitting down with McCarthy to negotiate fiscal reforms in exchange for raising the debt limit. Now, you know, Joe Biden been asking for years now since he assumed the presidency, show us your budget. Show us where you want to get the cuts and do the cuts. Well, Republicans refuse to do that. You know, they just want to go in there and have their own way and not compromise with Democrats and everything. And that's not how it works. You know, and, you know, that's why Joe the Speaker of the House, maybe voted down and out because, in a no confidence, because, you know, he wants to talk to the White House and see where they can come to some compromise somewhere. But because they want, the White House and Democrats, not what we want, because they want to cut Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, public schools, infrastructure, the bill that was passed last year, you know, everything that to help America move forward, they want to cut. And they want to put in that stipulation to raise the debt ceiling to give $75 trillion in tax cuts to the 1%. I mean, how much more tax cuts can these people make? They're not paying the taxes already, and you want to give them a tax cut. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, absolutely crazy. You know, they let's just go through. The Republicans finally announced their demands to stave off default on our debt, and it's brutal. Eliminate Pell Grants for 80,000 students and reduce grant funding for millions of others. Remove access to Head Start programs and child care to 300,000 children. Cut funding for 2,000 border agents, 11,000 FBI personnel, and hundred of police. Shut down 125 air traffic control towers, which would increase airport security wait times. Evict hundreds of thousands of families, veterans, seniors, and people with disabilities from Section 8 housing. Impose work requirements for social programs. Block Biden's student debt relief plan. Repeal money for the IRS. Remove Biden's environmental protections, including nearly wiping out all of Biden's clean tax credits. Reduce access to veterans care and increase wait times for veterans receiving benefits. Now, that is really anti-American, to say the least.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
That's what they want.
Yeah, it's disgraceful. Yeah, and over 10 years, it's $4.5 trillion the Republicans' proposed plan will cut in the deficit. But it's too harsh. It's like a MAGA wish list, basically. And that's not going to happen with Senate Democrats, and it's definitely not happening with the White House. The White House, you know, have the upper hand. They have the Republicans have the blade, and Democrats and the White House have the handle. And I hope Democrats, like they usually do, compromise with these Republicans, because these corporations and filthy, wealthy people, they're creepy as hell, some of them, do not deserve a $75 trillion tax cut. They got enough tax cuts on the George Bush and on the Donald Trump. 515-605-9802 is the number to call. When you call in, say first name and where you're calling from. Hello, welcome to Kitchen Politics 123. What's cooking? Susan,
oh,
is that
me?
You? Who's there?
It's me.
Yes,
I didn't know
yes.
you had somebody else on.
Oh,
I was
nice.
Researching the topic tonight. Hakeem Jeffries said in Congress today, it's unclear to me why we are still waiting for their budget. The budget, reps still haven't put together their budget into a public domain, not talking points, not speeches on the budget. GOP efforts to roll back funds for American Rescue Plan, Inflation Reduction Act should be non-negotiable. The bottom line, reps have their own disunity to sort through, as both moderates and conservative lawmakers say they are still not yet prepared to vote for the bill. They're idiots. Biden's chief of staff, Jeff Zients, I can't pronounce his name, said Republicans are being irresponsible by tying two things together that should never be tied together, the debt limit and the budget discussion. I think the off-ramp is very clear. It's the same off-ramp that was taken with no drama three times in the previous administration with Trump was in the White House. Zients said that take default off of the table like we have every time. Don't play games with the full faith and credit of the U.S. It's unacceptable. It's not up for negotiation.
No,
so
it's not.
It. No, it they're is. Idiots.
Yeah, it's more than, you know, I think it's more than being idiots. I think they are hell-bent on introducing something that they know is a non-starter and to just stall things, to make the Biden administration fight harder. And, you know, it's all going to backfire on them.
Well, you mean the Republicans don't have Medicare, Medicaid, they don't use that. The veterans don't have payment, you know, get benefits. Social Security, don't Republicans have Social Security? You're going to cut all that for them, too? Are they morons or what?
They're morons.
You know,
speaking of morons.
Go ahead.
Keitha Mitchell, she is a Republican strategist, a legal strategist to begin with. She just gave a presentation on GOP donor retreat, urging them to limit the voting on college campuses, same-day voting registration, and mailing ballots in order for the Republicans, and I quote, to have a chance to win in 2024. So not only are they trying to cut benefits for veterans, forgive student loans, and the good things that America needs, but they're trying to curtail voting rights. That's their priority, you know?
That's the only way they can win. Cheat at the voting booth. That's what they've been working on, and the Democrats have been asleep at the wheel. They have to stop this bullshit. It's got to stop.
Exactly.
They're interfering with our Democratic government. It just pisses me off. I don't know. I get so mad. McCarthy went to the Wall Street today, and instead of telling the wealthy that it was time to start paying their fair share, he proposed huge cuts to important programs that millions of Americans count on. Folks, it's the same old trickle down, dress up in MAGA clothing. That's what one news guy said. It is ridiculous.
And, you know, and if they think that, they must really think that the American public, people in general, are stupid. They must think that we can't read or think for ourselves. You know, are they? They think they're sly foxes. They're not. We are the sly foxes. We know what's going on. We see it every single day. And We will not allow it to happen. Some way, somehow, we won't.
Yeah, I know, you know, they have this anti-children agenda, the Republicans, the MAGA Republicans, where there's no action on assault weapons and banning them. There's no trans kids in sports, the fighting against trans kids. No black history courses in Florida, and other red states will follow suit in due course. You know, DeSantis in Florida, that have the not saying gay bill. They want to ban books that I don't like or agree with. There's no sex education, and there's no free school lunches. You know, those are just some of the things that Republicans try to, like, take away from people, you know, because of their Christian values. You know, and speaking of Florida,
the kids are going to go out on strike. The high school kids in Florida, it's called Walk Out to Learn. And it recognizes the harmful fascists that Floridians are experiencing every day and will provide immediate short-term solutions to every participant so they may protect themselves and their communities. That's what these kids are going out to protest tomorrow in Florida.
These kids are angry. If they think that they're not paying attention, believe me, they're wrong, 100% wrong. They know what's going on. Just because, you know, they're on their phones, it doesn't mean that they're on, you know, social media and just, you know, playing games on their phones. They're not. They see what's going on. So they're the ones that are dense, you know.
I also saw an article about Iowa that they printed that McCarthy plans to cut food assistance, Medicaid, and many other programs that help Iowans as part of a proposal to increase the debt ceiling, which would allow the U.S. to keep paying on debt it owes, cut spending and taxes. Congress plans to leverage the urgency of lifting the debt limit and force cuts on everything from Social Security, Medicaid, education, while they save time preparing more tax breaks for the ultra-wealthy households and corporations. So they're pissed. Everybody's figuring this out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, people are figuring it
out. How do they figure they're going to get reelected with this baloney?
Hey, maybe, hey, it's good for us. We don't care.
Oh, yeah, they got to get out of office. There's even like a fight within the party. They're saying, hey, you know, we should back off on this stuff, you know, that it's not looking good. Plus, they censured your favorite person, Dave, Marjorie Taylor Greene today. She got censured.
Yeah,
they turned off their mic and told her to shut up in the conference today.
she told somebody that they're lying. What was that
right
about?
I read the thing, but I don't have it written down. I didn't take notes on it, but I was just happy to see it. She was calling, you know, saying all kinds of ridiculous stuff, and they said, shut up. And they turned off her mic. You're done.
She
was
not happy.
Oh, wow.
Good. Yes. That's a good thing, shutting her up. Okay, so, you know, Joe Biden, we'll reach halfway the show. We have 55 minutes left. And his budget would reintroduce a billionaire's tax and would increase tax rates on super rich earners and large corporations to ensure that the wealthy pay their fair share in taxes. So, you know, you raise the minimum wage, or, you know, you raise the minimum tax paid by the billionaire, 25%. You restore the top marginal tax rate to 39.6% for those earning $400,000 or more. And, you know, this thing, the tax rate that Joe Biden wants is raising capital gains tax to a rate of 39.6% for those earning $1 million or more. So I think that's fair enough because, you know, the rich don't pay no taxes, basically. And the taxes that they do pay, when you compare it to a school teacher or an office secretary, it is mm-hmm. ridiculous. They're not in the same tax bracket. You know, they're paying more in taxes than the millionaire, mm-hmm. the actual millionaire. You know?
Yeah, the middle class pays more than the millionaire. The middle class.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Amazon doesn't pay anything, right?
No.
Not
right now. Zilch. I don't know how long this is all going to take, but, you know, it's been since 2017. It's time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know?
You were saying as our topic today about the good things that Biden did for us. Among them
mm-hmm.
is the
mm-hmm.
big manufacturing mm-hmm. incentives are starting to have a big
mm-hmm.
impact. U.S. manufacturing appears to be succeeding, with some business sectors providing almost 20 times the investment in the new U.S. manufacturing project versus only a few years ago. Biden made
mm-hmm.
bringing manufacturing jobs and investments back to the U.S. a cornerstone in his presidential campaign in 2020. His two major legislative wins unlocked billions to support new manufacturing last year's Inflation Reduction Act and the CHIPS and Science Act.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And those two landmark acts injected over $40 billion into clean energy technology and semiconductor manufacturing in the form of government incentives and subsidies, as well as create thousands of new jobs. It's been less than a year since the two packages were passed, but the fresh funds appear to be accomplishing the same Biden goals already. Yay!
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Good.
No, you know, President Biden and the administration know what the American people need. They know what the country wants. They know that, you know, we are in a midst of climate change. We have, you know, hurricanes now, tornadoes, fires, winds, unusual weather all over the country. So we know what's happening. Our weather is getting strange. Our environment is polluted. And he is trying to correct this before it's too late and the planet is, you won't be able to live on it anymore. So what
mm-hmm.
is wrong with that? And the Republicans don't even want that. They don't even
want that. No, they roll back the regulations for pollution. And look at all the train derailments we've had this year already.
Yes.
And,
mm-hmm.
You know, mm-hmm. everything is polluted, like the Detroit River and everything else from factories
mm-hmm.
and stuff, because they don't have any say-so. And places down, where is it, Alabama, that can't even get water, fresh water to
mm-hmm.
drink?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
No.
And
it
he's
is.
Working
mm-hmm.
on that, but he's fighting an uphill battle because of the
mm-hmm.
Republicans don't want to spend money on it. At least he got the burn pits legislation passed, too, to give help
mm-hmm.
to the soldiers, the military
mm-hmm.
that had cancer and all that from the burn pits, and the infrastructure bill that was extremely badly needed. He fixed bridges
mm-hmm.
and other things, roads, and, you know, that includes the railroads and stuff. And
mm-hmm.
guess who didn't vote for it, but who is taking credit for it, right?
Oh,
our
of
lovely
course.
Republicans, yeah.
Well, they always do that. Always
and he got
that.
A few mm-hmm. little regulations passed for gun laws. And
mm-hmm.
he restored credibility
mm-hmm.
for the world leaders. We don't look like a joke anymore. And he gave major help to Ukraine and rallied the EU to help.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, he's trying to protect Social Security and Medicare cuts and wants to tax the rich to pay their fair share.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's my man, Mr. Biden.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he is. Absolutely.
Oh, and you know what he's doing this week? Excuse me. He is trying to, he's going to unveil a new China investment curbs with the G7 backing.
Mm-hmm.
U.S. wants key allies to endorse a concept at May summit in Japan. Orders
mm-hmm.
Will focus on chips, AI, quantum investments in China.
Awesome. Yeah.
Plus, he's
like
pro-union. He's pro-union.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
And, you know,
so.
And the thing is that, yes, he's pro-union. He, you know, the only thing I don't hear a lot about is I would like to see the minimum wage be $15 an hour, you know, all, you know, $15 an hour is what I like.
I know. It's what, like $9.37?
Yeah.
Stupid.
And, yeah. In some states. Some say it's $7, $8. You know,
I know he's trying
state.
To get it passed, but he can't get it past the Republicans.
Mm-hmm.
That's the problem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it's terrible.
Yeah. Clearly, the Republicans have no solutions, you know.
None.
You know, Yeah, and the Biden administration just announced that nearly $300 million is earmarked to the Department of Transportation to build
mm-hmm.
and refurbish 9 bridges.
Mm-hmm.
It's an infrastructure law, and, you know, that's a good thing because the Build Back Better program, you know, he spoke about it during the campaign and everything, and
mm-hmm.
it's going to be small and medium-sized bridges. The projects is in both the rural and urban areas in 8 different states, including the District of Columbia. So grants from the bipartisan infrastructure law bridge investment programs are an integral part of Biden's Investing in America agenda to rebuild the infrastructure
mm-hmm.
and to grow the economy from cutting the middle out and the bottom up.
Mm-hmm.
It comes from a top of on top of billions of dollars in other bridges and highways funding already
mm-hmm.
flowing to every U.S. state and territory. It helps build communities. It repairs and replaces tens of thousands of bridges across the nation and restore connections that are vital to commuters and emergency responders and truck drivers and public transit and so much more. So
mm-hmm.
unlike Donald Trump, Biden is actually
yep.
doing something to fix the infrastructure, you know?
Oh, yeah.
That infrastructure was built after World War II in the in the 50s to give the returning military jobs to do and get our country
mm-hmm.
up and running
mm-hmm.
again. And they haven't
yeah.
done
mm-hmm.
a damn thing since.
Nope.
Mm-hmm.
Not
mm-hmm.
really. You know,
no, you go look at other countries. Look at China,
oh,
the
yeah.
stuff they build everywhere, these gorgeous
oh, yeah.
bridges
mm-hmm.
and roads. Ours look
yeah.
Disgusting. I mean, we're stuck in the 50s, for crying out loud.
Yes, we
mm-hmm.
are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and
they're
yes.
crumbling.
Like, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The next, the Biden-Harris administration is proposing the strongest ever pollution standards for cars and trucks to accelerate transition to a clean transportation future. Building on rapid advancements and investments in clean vehicle manufacturing, including investments in domestic manufacturing in the Inflation Reduction Act, EPA's proposed standards would deliver on President Biden's agenda to tackle the climate crisis. Today, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency announced a new proposed federal vehicle emission standards that will accelerate the ongoing transition to clean vehicles future, and tackle the climate crisis. The proposed standards would improve air quality for communities across the nation, especially communities that have borne the burden of polluted air. Together, these proposals would avoid nearly 10 billion tons of CO2 emissions, equivalent to more than twice the total of U.S. CO2 emissions in 2022 while saving thousands of dollars over the lives of the vehicles meeting these new standards and reduce America's reliance on approximately 20 billion barrels of oil imports. Now, the whole thing is the Republican Party does not want this to happen because of the oil part of it. You know, they're stuck in the oil generation. You know, and we need more than just oil and gas, you know, to keep our air clean, our, you know, environment.
I know. The only thing I'm worried about is the batteries, recycling them, and when they go for those minerals that are hard to get. The way they take them out of the ground, I hope they regulate them so they don't pollute the rivers and stuff. That's the only, I mean, yeah, we got to get off of gas, but I'm worried about the batteries and how expensive they are to replace if they die on your car. And then what do they do with them once they have to replace them? I know there's a company that's starting to do that, recycle them. And use them again, which is a good thing.
Yep.
And I hope more of that's going around and that they allow regulations for the mining of those minerals that they need to make batteries. See, that's the thing. If you regulate it, great. It's going to work wonderful. But, you know, look what they're doing with the trains and all that stuff. They roll back the regulation, and we got all these trains falling off the track with arsenic on the damn trains, you know, it's crazy.
Well, we can go back to the solar. We had solar cars. That were pretty successful.
Yes, we have the technology. We have, you know, we have the technology to do these things to move forward. We don't have to be stuck with gas and oil. We just don't. You know, you can get a car that's a hybrid, you know, that's electric and gas, you know, that would help as well. And the other thing is they have to bring the prices down, which I think they are working on that right now. I listened to a congressional committee with Pete Buttigieg, and he was being questioned about this subject. And the representative that was questioning Pete Buttigieg was saying that he was getting his information from a blue book from 2022, and cars were $50,000 to $60,000, and how can the American people afford that? Well, Pete Buttigieg brought information that was very current, and the prices have come way down, you know. So
you buy a fancy car like a Cadillac or a whatever, and it's still going to be $50,000 without a battery. So what's he talking about?
And the other thing that you have to remember is that big trucks, like you like, David, those big trucks, you know, the men love those big trucks, you know, and yes, those are the ones that cost $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 brand new. But you can buy a used one, you know. So, I mean, he was basically fear-mongering, but Pete wasn't having it. He wasn't having it. And he shut him up real fast. So,
yeah.
I thought that was great.
Yeah. It's a good thing. It's a good thing.
Yeah.
Yes, man. Joe Biden also plans to protect and build on Obamacare. You can go to joebiden.com/healthcare, and you'll see, you know, what plans Joe Biden has to protect and build on Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act. And let me see. The White House also put out this thing, that whitehouse.gov/briefing. Joe Biden convened leaders in the major economic forums on energy and climate. And, you know, he was trying to do something about, you know, he was talking about climate change and all, and the goal of reducing emissions 50% by 2030. The president will also announce the significant new steps the United States has taken to support in developing countries on climate action, including providing $1 billion for the Green Climate Fund and requesting $500 million for the Amazon Fund and related activities. Again, Donald Trump did nothing in terms of environmentalism and protecting the environment. Joe Biden is doing his part. You know, he's decarbonizing energy. You know, he announced that, you know, there are steps to drive down emissions in the transportation and the power sectors, scaling up clean energy, ending deforestation in the Amazon and other critical forests around the world, tackling potent non-CO2 climate pollutants like methane and things like that, and advancing carbon management. So Joe Biden is doing a lot in terms of, I mean, different things, you know, a president having a multitasking and what have you. And, mm-hmm. you know, I'm surprised that Donald Trump could even walk and chew gum and scratch his head at the same time. That's mm-hmm. how stupid Donald Trump was, you know.
I would like to see something that, you know, Trump would never do, control medical costs. Pharmaceuticals, mm-hmm. they're out of control. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm always mm-hmm. on the big deal about the insulin. Mm-hmm. It costs $15 mm-hmm. to make, and they charge mm-hmm. $350 to $450 a vial. There's mm-hmm. no reason for that. I know they are mm-hmm. doing, you know, they're having it for $35 on Medicare, but they don't have it for the public, and that's not right. He wants to put controls in it, have that go same for everybody. But, of course, the pharmaceuticals give millions of dollars to our Congress every year. There was some woman, mm-hmm. congresswoman, that said, oh, no, you can't have medicine cheaper. There's no mm-hmm. reason why it can't be. Like the gas companies are making record profits, and our gas here in town mm-hmm. is $3.79. What the hell? Mm-hmm. I was really yep. pissed when I went to fill up my tank. Why did it go up? Because they can. They don't have a reason.
OPEC.
Yep.
They raised the price of the barrel. They said
hey,
they said that France, England, United States are going on vacations, and they are not going to produce as much oil, and that is going to raise the prices, and now they're carrying the money all the way to the bank. OPEC.
Oh, for sure. If they're making the profits, they can lower the prices. Come on. That's all crap, and you know it. They give it an excuse. Mm-hmm. Americans set their own prices. OPEC, they can do what the hell they want because the one guy owns it, you know? It's just not right. And who pays? Yeah. The poor mm-hmm. working person.
Of course.
Exactly.
Yeah. It sure is.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Tim Allen made a remark that he really got reamed for. He goes, you shouldn't pick on rich people. You know, they shouldn't have to be taxed a lot. And here he was saying he makes $800 million. He's worth $800 million, and he's complaining that if they give him more taxes, it's not fair.
Mm-hmm.
That went over big.
That's funny.
Mm-hmm.
That's just
yeah.
It's all
yeah, pure Michigan, yeah. right?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I mean, Tim Allen's from Michigan. You have to be proud.
Yeah, he's got a cottage up here not far from me on Leelanau Lake.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah.
He even broadcast one of his shows from the dunes, the Sleeping Bear Dunes,
mm-hmm.
With his kids on the beach and all that stuff. Yeah, he's mm-hmm. from here. He was born in Detroit.
Yeah. Hey, so let me just make this announcement that just in case mm-hmm. you hear things cut off suddenly and we're not on air, it's because I'm having technical difficulties here with my computer. It's not charging for some reason, and it has like 22% energy left. So, again, if we get cut mm-hmm. off, you know why, and apologies mm-hmm. in advance. You know,
okay.
I try as best as possible to charge this thing. So Joe Biden in the State of the Union, he focused on bullying, violence, trauma, and education. And he wants to put in the Department of Education, develop a $280 million grant program to help schools hire more mental health counselors. Because these poor kids mm-hmm. go through hell, you know mm-hmm. with these school shootings and other problems they may have from home and what have you. So more counselors would be good. You know, the speech serves as Biden's opportunity to update the nation on what he sees as the most pressing issues for Americans. Education ranked high among them. He called for teachers' pay raise. It's unfair that teachers have to dip in their own savings to buy chalk and school supply for kids to teach mm-hmm. them. He spoke about free pre-kindergarten from 3 to 4-year-olds. Improvement of school buildings as part of an infrastructure program that he has that, you know, was passed. expanded career training and protection for LGBTQ youth, and on a ban on assault weapons. So, you know, all this Republicans keep trying to turn back and fight, you know, because mm-hmm. they're such fascists and everything. And yep. when Joe Biden and Democrats and even McCormick man asks, okay, Republicans, what's your solution? Oh, you know, let's give tax cuts to the wealthy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the solution to everything. Because they believe mm-hmm. that when you give tax cuts to the wealthy, the tax cuts, you know, the rich people go ahead and employ more people, and hence it will move the economy with, you know, jobs being filled and what have you.
Yeah, trickle,
you know,
down,
people,
right?
Trickle down garbage. You know,
yeah.
The nonsense has to stop. You know, they've been going at it since Herbert Hoover days, and it triggered the Great Depression and everything. You know, people, you'd think that Republicans and people who vote for them would learn by now. But alas, we're here. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's like the same madness, you know. It's the definition of madness. You do something over repeatedly expecting a different result. But, you know, when they crash the economy, the one go back to thing is blaming Democrats. You know,
yep.
it's ridiculous and it's annoying and quite antagonizing that every
mm-hmm.
time Republicans destroy this economy is a Democrat who come back and rebuild it. You know, and then they take the credit like, oh, yes, you know, yeah, we gave tax cut to the rich, you know, and the economy come back up. No, you fool.
mm-hmm.
You know, that's one of the reasons. And the unregulated
yeah.
Wall Street, that can do any damn thing they want. Regulate
yep.
Wall Street. Don't regulate women's vaginas. You know?
Mm-hmm.
What's more big government than, you know, trying to regulate a woman's body?
My wish
Madness.
That they should start, but they'll never do it, is redo the voting laws. When you run for election, you're only allowed $250,000, and the election lasts 4 months, like they do in London. That way,
yep.
you can get money from the big, you know, PACs, black money, whatever they call it, dark money in the PACs, and
mm-hmm.
get influence, and the lobbyists
mm-hmm.
have to go. And then maybe we can straighten out our government. But it's, you know,
mm-hmm.
follow the money. Money is all evil, and that's what is happening here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't know we're
yeah.
going to stop it.
Yeah, no accountability.
No, we need accountability.
You know, the thing is, we have to clean up the Supreme Court, because
yeah.
Clarence
oh.
Thomas
and the other
and three
court,
other
because
judges.
Look at that stupid judge and wherever that took the abortion pills away. Who the hell is he to take the pill away from everybody in the United States? You know. That they
in Texas,
fed these extreme right judges all over the place, including
yep.
mm-hmm.
the Supreme Court. How are we
mm-hmm.
going to fix
mm-hmm.
that?
Well,
then why aren't we saying that we want Viagra taken off the market?
Yep.
If we do that, then we're putting up a challenge.
Yep.
But no, we
mm-hmm.
sit back and try to fight one issue. But just why aren't we saying Viagra's got to be taken off the market? You want to regulate us, regulate women? Well, we'll regulate men.
Yep.
When
mm-hmm.
are we going to get tough?
Mm-hmm.
No, we just sit back and
mm-hmm.
say, well, they're picking on the women. Well, how about us picking back?
Yeah, you're right.
How about
mm-hmm.
giving them a vasectomy if they rape anybody or molest a kid? You know?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, no, I better
cut
than
balls off.
Me. Just cut it off.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Castration. Medical castration. That's a good punishment.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
It
mm-hmm.
sure is.
Yes, ma'am.
It sure is.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Then we wouldn't have to have abortions, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, well.
Plus, those abortions are used for miscarriages. They're making these poor women have dead babies in their body
yes.
and they're getting sepsis and they can die,
yes.
they die from this because
yes.
they can't
mm-hmm.
afford it. They're putting the
yes.
doctors
mm-hmm.
in a rock in a hard place. They're going to sue them, put them in jail because they're going to save a woman's life. That is
yep.
ridiculous.
That
what
is
are we,
fascism.
Prehistoric?
It is fascism. That's what it is.
Yeah,
it is. Hitler and Mussolini all over again.
Yeah, it's a movement. It's, you know,
And it's a cult. They were just saying that on CNN tonight. It's a cult. The far-right fascist is a cult, and it's an evil
but
cult.
Ladies, I want to ask you a question, starting with Lori. What do you think is behind the GOP's war against democracy?
You know, I think about that almost every single day. And I think that it has to do with these large corporations that are feeding them money, these right-wing, you know, these big mega churches also, I think, are involved. I really do think some of these mega churches are involved, you know, the right-wing evangelists that we had talked about earlier. I think some of them are involved, and I think because they have big bucks, so I think that they might be paying some of these politicians to come up with these outlandish, crazy ideas. I mean, who started the whole thing? I mean, it's just, I don't know what else to say. What are they going to profit off of it? It's, you know, what are they going to, they're going to lose the election in 24 because who's going to stand for it? None of us. I'm not going to. I would never vote for a Republican in my life. Never. I don't care who they are.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, what else could it be? I don't know. Someone else have a different idea? I don't know what else.
I think you got most of it right. It is the cult is using it under religion, but the real thing is money and power. So they are brainwashing people that, it's because of religion, but what they're really doing is money and power, and that's all it, that's all it is, money and power. And that's what Hitler did. That's what Mussolini did. That's Venezuela. Mm-hmm. All them guys. It's money and power, and brainwash your people so they don't know the difference. They think they're doing it for God.
They never
read the Bible, though, right? Do unto others what you would have them do to you. Be kind to everybody. You know, help your poor people. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're not remembering that part, are they?
No.
Right.
Absolutely not.
And you know, they're working to change school textbooks, banning library books, outlawing health care for queer people, criminalizing trans participation in civil society, and making it hard for college students and black people to vote. You know, that's their priorities, and that's very Nazi like. That's very French right wing. Hitler did it in the 1930s in Germany. And like you say, fascist Italy did it. You know?
Yeah.
So I mean You'd think that people, especially the older generation who watch Fox News, like this man who shoot a 16-year-old kid, you know, he went to World War II and fought against the Nazis. But because of Fox News and their garbage, you know, and his fear of losing his privilege, you know, without asking questions, he's going to shoot, you know, this kid point blank range. You know, the hate-filled fuel, you know, that Fox News provide and everything. That's part of the problem. Mm-hmm. While Democrats face the same crisis in social democrats, you know, that did in Germany in the 1930s. They believe in free speech and a free flow of political ideas associated with democracy, you know, and they're wary of using government power to squelch the rise of the current fascist movement within the GOP. You know, hit them hard, hit them low. You know, when they go low, we go lower. You know, curb stomp the motherfuckers.
Just
that's what
like
it should
Putin.
Do.
There's no newspapers or TV stations that say anything against them or they're dead. Anybody that says a thing about them are in prison or poisoned. I mean, that's all he does. He's even killing his generals if they don't do exactly what he wants or don't win, you know. So, I mean, that's Putin. And who thinks Putin is wonderful? Trump. He keeps on saying how wonderful Trump is. That's his hero. And Kim Jong-un, that idiot. He's strong. Yeah, I love him.
There's no equivalent, Democratic equivalent to Fox News, because there are 1,500 right-wing radio stations across the country, and it's growing more daily. There are hundreds of subsidized right-wing podcasts and media sites. The Wall Street Journal leans right. ALEC, the group, is right-wing. Heritage Foundation is a think tank. Musk reinvent Twitter, you know, to the right wing. And Facebook have GOP-leaning algorithms because of the shit that I see right-wingers post on here. If you, as a Democrat, dare post something like that, you get banned for 30 days. So they can do it as free speech, but when you do it to point out that, hey, look what right-wing doing, you get banned for 30 days.
Yep.
You know, and hundreds of other states and national parties operating within think tanks, you know, that's right-leaning. You know, I mean, when you're bombarded like this, you know, that Joseph Goebbels, if you repeat the lie, that what did he say again? I can't remember what he said, but, you know, when you repeat a lie, if you repeat it over and over again, then people start to believe it. That's what's happening in America.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's what Republicans do on a daily basis. They
Wall Street is owned by the guy that owns Fox, so the Wall Street Journal is owned by Rupert, you know, so of course, and then he owns something else too, some other paper, I forget what it was, but yeah, and they just spew this garbage all the time, it's, you know, whoever gives the most money, that's what they tilt to, money.
Well, 2024 will have a make or break time, you know, if Democrats and independents come together and we'll have a coalition like Barack Obama did in 2008 and 2012, then we can, you know, blow Republicans out of the water. No sort of gerrymandering can help them. You know, and intimidating people at the polls by showing up with guns and everything, that's not going to work because people are sick and tired of their bullshit and people turn out in droves and it's going to be an unstoppable force. There's going to be such a blue wave that hit them, that don't know what may hit them. And I predict within 10 years or less, the Republican Party will cease to exist. Why? Because they're not for democracy anymore. They're fringe right wing, just like Hitler was, just like Mussolini was, just like Franco in Spain was, you know? And as far as I'm concerned, fascism fail and Republicans going into that route, you know, where fascism has taken over their party.
I hope the Lincoln Project just slams every TV station and radio station with Democratic. They had the best ads during the last election. They got to keep on doing that. We got to give them money to do that, to get out the word, get out the voters, tell people the stuff straight. The Lincoln Project was wonderful.
Absolutely. And pretty soon, too, on kitchenpolitics123.com, we'll have a donation button because it's efforts like this to get the word out and help Democratic candidates across the board, whether from school board to local races to federal races. We're going to turn into a political action committee, a 501c3 organization, because we have to get the word out there that Republicans are not good. They're not worthy of your vote. They don't stand for anything. And, you know, the one to anything that's not, you know, closely related to evangelicalism or Christianity, the one to get rid of. And that's not what America's about. America's about freedom of choice, freedom of expression, you know, and Republicans trying to be Iran, basically, within a Christian
version. They got to go and ask people, do you really want cuts in your Social Security and Medicare that you paid into while you worked? Do you really don't want to have children have school lunches? Do you, you know, don't you want new bridges? Don't you want a better roads? How about your medical bills coming down? I mean, we should have minimum medical for everybody. Every other damn country in the world has Medicare for everybody. What the heck? And we have a really high rate of baby death and pregnancy problems. It's awful. We're one of the worst countries, and we're supposed to be advanced, right?
We're not. No.
No, because it's only the rich that get the good care, and the poor neighborhoods get nothing.
We're told all these stories about how great America is, but America is not that great. I mean, it could be. It could be great. It could be a great country, you know. And, I mean, for the most part, it is a great country. I shouldn't say that. But there are people that are working right now to tear down our institutions, to tear down what we've built, you know, for the last 100 years, 200 years. And it just, it won't work. It will not work. People are used to democracy. They want their freedom. Mm-hmm. And these people are trying to take it away. It's not going to work.
Mm-hmm.
And they're mad at the mm-hmm. government, and it's not the government doing it. It's these fascists that are in office, these MAGA Republicans that have their marching orders for some reason. Their marching
orders. It is like it was right before the Depression when the robber barons had everything and the people had nothing. They had child labor, you know, mm-hmm. working in mines and all that crap. Then after the war, Roosevelt started Social Security mm-hmm. for everybody, mm-hmm. Medicare. He started building roads and doing all that kind of stuff. And Eisenhower.
Yeah.
That's when the middle class finally appeared because it was the super rich and the very poor, and there was nothing in the middle. They fixed it. We're reverting back to those times, and we need to fix it.
Yeah. They have,
I know people. People should do the research and learn the facts about politicians they support and not just support them because they share the same political affiliation as them. You know, that's another thing. Political education is vital. You know, not because your grandfather, your great-grandfather was a Republican, you support the Republican Party now. Because the Republican Party, if you make under a certain amount of money, they don't give a goddamn about you. You know? And yeah, I just lost my computer because it went dead. Oh my lord!
Are we still hear you?
Yes,
we're
on
the
air still. Yes, we're still on air, but you know, I lost my computer and everything. So hopefully the people can still hear. Hopefully the people can still hear us. Not you, but. Yeah, the people who are listening to the show. You know, hopefully we're not cut off and everything.
Yeah, I don't
know. Yeah, so.
The next thing I'd like to chat about for a minute is that President Biden is going to announce next week, hopefully, I think next week, that he's going to run for reelection. So let's talk about this. Let's talk about this for a minute. There's been so many of these naysayers saying, you know, that he can't ride a bike and he falls and, well, you know, he's slow going up the – he walks every day. He still rides a bike. You know, he is constantly working every single day. Look at all of his accomplishments that we have just completed. Yes, he stumbles sometimes when he talks. Yes, he does.
He was a stutterer as a kid, so he's doing really good.
He had a stuttering problem, yes, and he worked it out himself. He fixed it himself. I mean, this is a man that's always tried to do and everything. He has got experience. He has got experience. He has wisdom.
He's sympathetic with people. He feels for people, and you can feel it. He has a good heart. He wants to do what's good for you. You don't get that vibe from Trump. No way.
No. You know, he has empathy. And he has a heart. Mm-hmm. And he does care about people. Do you think really, honestly and truly, that he's maybe doing this because he feels it's a duty to his country, because he sees the direction that it's going in, and he has the experience that he can actually maybe help to stop some of it, which he's trying to do. So
I think that's why he ran in the first place. Yes. He saw what was happening, and he tried to save us, and he did. He's still got a lot more to do, you know, and I don't see anybody that can compare to him right now.
Either do I. And I
What Democrat can compare and has his experience and has his popularity?
Yes.
I don't see anybody.
No.
Exactly.
No. You know, and he
has taken the swamp that Trump has created, and he has done one hell of a job in cleaning it up.
Oh,
he sure has.
Do it all. He can't do it all, but he has done a hell of a good job, and he's got more work to do, and he's willing to do it. That is the big thing. He is willing to do it, and he has the knowledge to do it, and he has the experience to do it.
Yes, and he has good people in his cabinet, too.
He's not been around.
These crooks that Trump had, remember?
Oh, God.
Yeah, yeah. So we'll have 15 minutes or just under 15 minutes left, hopefully. Mm-hmm. At least a Republican or evangelical will call in tonight. The number is 515-605-9802. Say your first name, where you're calling from. And you could visit us at kitchenpolitics123.com, our website. Articles will be up there shortly because, you know, we'll have already comments, you know, from people in Missouri, Kentucky, wherever. Thank you so much for your comments and your kind words. It's going to be huge. It's going to be big when articles come and everything. So wrap up time now. So Joe Biden, let's say Joe Manchin may challenge him for the nomination. And yesterday, Robert Kennedy Jr. officially announced his candidacy for president of the United States. We're not even waste time with the waning moments, but RFK Jr. does stand a chance. He's an anti-vax, and you know, like other fringe right wingers, he's a fringe left winger, as far as I'm concerned. Yes. So we're not waste time with Bobby Kennedy Jr.
No.
Joe Manchin, on the other hand, do you think he'll even make a dent in the Democratic primaries if he decides to challenge Joe Biden?
No.
No. No one likes him. Who liked him?
Mm-hmm.
He's a
two-faced.
He's not a Democrat.
He's one of those very rich that it's all about him.
Yeah, he is not a Democrat. Mm-hmm. Absolutely not. So forget Manchin. You know, and I just wanted to read a little bit about what President Biden said. But I'm just going to read a little bit of what this. He had an interview with about this, if he's going to run. At 80, Biden is the oldest serving president in the U.S. history and would be 82 if he ran for re-election and won. Questions about his physical and mental acuity will likely be on the voters' minds if he does run again. Biden told Muir, age wasn't part of the calculation on whether to launch a 2024 bid, but said it was totally legitimate for people to raise issues about it. And the only thing I can say is to watch me, he said. White House Dr. Kevin O'Connor recently said Biden was fit to successfully execute his duties as commander-in-chief following his second physical as president. Biden has teased a 2024 campaign several times in recent weeks, including joking with Bruce Springsteen at the White House ceremony that some people are born to run. So, you know, and he also went on to say that he understands that people have, you know, they worry about his age. But what about Donald Trump? He's the same age, basically. He's, what, a year or two younger than him? Big freaking deal.
Yeah.
And look at Trump in comparison to him.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
This big, he's fat. He can't walk. He can't run.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not healthy at all.
Yeah,
so,
the typical Republican.
Yeah. Go ahead, David.
Yeah, the typical Republican hypocrisy where, you know, do as I say, but do as I do. You know, Trump, you know, is the man. And even though he's the same age, basically, as Joe Biden, our candidate is better than yours. And, you know, the whole spin machine, you know, not calling, not saying old people not useful after a certain age, but also the rapid decline with Donald Trump. And what's the deal with him when he talks? He breathes heavily and sniffing and what have you.
Yeah.
The Adderall gets into him, the cocaine. What is he taking? Donald Trump? You know, what the hell is your deal? You know, people just sick and tired of Trump and his negativity. You know,
they
and Joe Biden's doing
a good
job.
Speech, but do you ever hear all the mistakes and pronunciation mistakes that Trump makes?
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
They wrote them on the comic shows at the end of, you know, late night. It's funny.
You're absolutely right. It's crazy. You know, he can't, he probably doesn't write anything. you know, the orange one, you know. I'm sure he doesn't. He doesn't have the talent to do it, so, you know.
No, everything he talks, he has no statistics, no facts in his head. He just blubbers, you know, just spews garbage, and it's all about him, no matter where he at, is at. He's at a funeral or whatever. It's all about him.
Mm-hmm. And there's one last thing that I want to talk about. I found this. Special counsel Jack Smith has hired Raymond Holzer and David Hartback. They will head the Department of Justice investigation on congressional members. This is huge, really. So let's talk about this. Taylor Green, Matt Gaetz, Scott Perry, Mo Brooks, Louie Gohmert, Andy Biggs, Mark Meadows, Rudy Giuliani, and John Eastman. And also I want to add to that list, I think, I would like to add Jim Jordan. That list.
Oh, for sure.
Matt Gaetz to that list.
McCarthy?
McCarthy to that list. I think that I really believe that some of these people that are in office did conspire with Trump to, you know, have the insurrection. I think they planned it with them. I do. I believe that. I believe that.
Yeah.
Yep.
For sure. Excellent. They were there. They were in the room.
Yeah.
You know, my closing comment, because I have a couple of minutes to wrap up. Rupert Murdoch's history of settling lawsuits. In 2011, British tabloid hacking scandal, he paid celebrities and crime victims $100 million. In 2016, Gretchen Carlson's sexual harassment lawsuit against Roger Ailes, settled for $20 million. 2017, Bill O'Reilly's sexual harassment lawsuit, settled for $32 million by several women. Julia Roginski's sexual harassment suit against Roger Ailes, undisclosed. Fox News contributor's sexual harassment suit, $2.5 million. Roger Ailes' sexual harassment suit, $50 million by several women. 2020, false claims about Seth Rich. The settlement was for seven figures. And now this latest one at Dominion with $787.5 million. I mean, you know, and at least six lawsuits pending against him, you know, and Fox News.
Yes.
So hopefully the people who suing Fox News don't settle, you know, and, you know, and Fox News have to pay out all this money and they got out of business, knock on wood, because these people are liars. You know, and
they're
it's dangerous.
Sue,
you know, to see
all the there's like what five or six of the newscasters, if you can call them that, are going to be sued. They're also getting sued by both of the you know companies that sued this, the whole program. They're going to sue them too. Both of them are. So they're going to be on the hot seat.
Good.
Yep.
Good. Good. Yeah. They need to take people like them off the air. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
You know, it's
that's
not but propaganda.
Yeah, that's what I was hoping for.
All right, ladies, thank you so much for calling in. You know, we really
you
appreciate it.
You guys have a good night.
Have a good
evening.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah. So that was Susie and Elaine in Michigan. Yeah, so wrap-up time. Yeah, what do you think, Lori? Is it going to be a landslide in 2024 for Democrats across the board? Or do you think that Republicans have enough money and the machinery is so tight in terms of spinning lies that, you know, they play up on people's fears again, plus the gerrymandering, and it could win?
Yeah, fear mongering is a big deal. It really is. It's a daily thing. The other thing, Joe Manchin is up for re-election, I believe, and they dropped $100 million, the GOP, to unseat them. So it's going to be a bloodbath. I mean, it's going to be really tough to keep what we have. I worry about Michigan. We have a lot of loonies in Michigan, and now we're doing well, but I do worry. You know, 2024, we have to stay in power. There's no doubt about it. And hope that we can. Gen Z, I think, and millennials see the writing on the wall, and they don't like it. And I truly believe that they will do about it. They have to. They have to carry the torch.
Yeah, for real, for real. Something got to give, man, because American people deserve better, not this crap they're getting from the GOP.
Yes.
You know, the lies and the deception, you know, it's discouraging.
You know, David, people go to work every day. They earn honest money. All they want to do is live their lives with their families and their friends and just enjoy a little bit of life and, you know, pray you don't get sick and die. I mean, that's basically what you do. You know, I mean, go on vacations here and there, but I mean, honestly and truly, the average American, that's what they want. But they don't seem to have that either.
Yeah. Yes, man. All right, so like I say at the top of the show and during the show, that kitchenpolitics123.com is up and running. And we thank the people for commenting and leaving your good comments and everything. The blog articles are coming. We're growing as a brand, and we're going to have also merchandise like T-shirts, baseball caps, coffee mugs, you name it. It's going to be there. And I hope you support us and hit that donation button, because we need to get the word out there and encourage you to register and vote. Get your children, your grandchildren, the millennials especially. Because voting is important.
It is.
You know?
Voting is the only thing that's going to save this country at the end. That is it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the bottom, you know.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, so till next time, same place, Thursday. This is David Franklin in New Mexico. Good night, Lori.
Good night, David. And this is Lori Pickup from Michigan. Everyone be safe and have a good evening.
Thank you.